This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters will serve prison time for her role in tampering with her office's election equipment in 2021. The judge handed down a 9-year sentence today in front of a packed courtroom. In August, a jury found Peters guilty of 7 counts, including 4 felonies. Prosecutors laid out a plot in which she worked with other election doubters to sneak an unauthorized person into a secure update of Mesa County's election equipment. The state attorney general's office has announced a grant for a new domestic violence review board in El Paso County. CPR's Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce says the board hopes to prevent deaths.
The number of domestic violence fatalities reached an all-time high in Colorado at 94 deaths in 2022. That's according to a statewide review board on domestic violence, and 2023 data has not yet been released. El Paso County has created its own local board to look for methods to reverse the rising trend. A newly announced $44,000 grant from the AG's office will go to the local chapter of TESA, a nonprofit that supports victims of domestic violence. There are other similar fatality review boards in Denver, Mesa County, and Pagosa Springs. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
The number of Coloradans in the hospital with confirmed coronavirus cases fell by 34 to 145. That's the lowest it's been in more than a month. The figure has been mostly going up steadily since mid-June. Clear skies tonight in Denver with lows around 45. Tomorrow, sunny and 83 degrees. This is CPR News at 6:06.